Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hello and welcome to the 7th annual Junk Time Two Guys One Cup crossover edition. We are coming to you from Wayne Jackson Studios. My name is Michael Chamberlain, and joining me is a man who was called for the Sydney Swans to be deregistered. It is Adam Rosenbach.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you so much for coming out. G'day, Michael. Yes, that at the end of one of the greatest seasons of all times, we had one of the best preliminary finals we're ever going to see, and the Sydney Swans chose yesterday to absolutely fucking ruin the whole year. And they don't deserve to be in the comp anymore. I think they should be taken out and they can give it to some fucking EDFL team, like fucking Ringwood can get a run in the AFL next year just because they were so fucking bad. I didn't realise when during the week they proudly said, you know, one more. They announced one more for Buddy Franklin. I didn't realise that meant touches for the rest of the year. Like, fuck off. How fucking bad was Buddy? Like, the only positive that comes out of it is that Paddy McCartan, it doesn't bother him because he still thinks he's with St Kilda. Like, he doesn't know that he was in a grand final. But every other player on that team should be fucking hanging their head in shame. It was a disgrace. Dude. They played a fucking injured player, which absolutely... Sam Reid looked like he couldn't get through the fucking banner.
Yep.
And he was out there for a half and then they took him off for a little fella. Oh, fuck, what a waste. What a waste.
It was, it's. I suppose everyone here, like, it's just so depressing when the grand final is over within, like, 10 minutes, you know?
Yeah. No, I couldn't agree more. It's just such a shit day and you're kind of like, then you're like, oh, fuck, I've got to talk to my mates for 2 hours. Like, it's fucking, there's nothing to scream about, there's nothing to cheer about, you've given up, you know, you've fucking done all your anti-inflams by half time. You know, there's no point in being there. It's a shit day. Now you, let's get Charlie up and we can talk about
yeah,
the
yeah,
day.
Let's get Charlie up, yeah. Hey, please. Hey, please welcome.
Charlie Two Guys One Cup. Wow, hello, thank you everyone for showing up, which is more than the Swans did yesterday. Boom, let's get started.
Got them early.
I haven't done a live show because I missed the last one in 2019. Yeah. And it's fair to say this show's gotten a lot less popular.
But Charlie missed the last live show in 2019 because of the birth of his daughter, who turned three yesterday, hey? Yeah,
that's right.
Little Iona.
That's
right.
You know, ordinarily, having a child born around the time of grand final weekend is an issue, but I barrack for St Kilda, so...
Yeah. Because I do remember Lee Matthews saying not to have unprotected sex in January. When
did he say that? He said that to you?
Oh.
He said, trust me, it's fine. It feels better.
Mate. That was their membership slogan at the Brisbane Lions.
Yeah, don't believe in never. So let's talk about like where we watched the game, like you know, the experience of yesterday. So you had a few mates over yesterday.
Well, before we do that, can Adam and I can we guess where did Michael would private school Michael Chamberlain watch the football?
Fucking hell. Okay, right. So, okay.
And how much did he pay for his ticket to get in do you think to the last game of the season?
Was it imported French?
Absolutely. French foie gras. For the first time in 3 years.
Yeah. Can I say by the fact, okay, this bloke is probably about 2 years from getting into the members, okay? Right? Okay? I signed his form for him because I'm salt of the earth, okay? And now I cop all of this fucking private school shit from this guy over here. We met on the first day of grade 5 at the private school. He gets away with it every single time and I don't get away with it.
I'm worried about getting that membership because I've got to go out and buy some shirts with collars on them. They're expensive, yeah.
But can we talk about... So where do you watch it?
I was just at home with mates. So I just... Yep. We took it very easy and...
How many mates do you have over?
There was only four this year. It was really small.
Oh, really? You're not popular. Yeah, wow. Interesting.
Could have been more.
And Chuck, how about you?
Like you said, it was my daughter's birthday yesterday. So the morning was a three-year-old's birthday party. And
Now, do you invite other your mates along, or is it just the kids at that one? Yeah, right.
I want to keep mates.
So. Yeah, right. Because first birthday, you bring the mates along because it's just for the parents to get pissed.
Yeah, I guess.
And the third one, when they actually start moving around.
Well, our first birthday was during COVID, so you didn't get crowds together.
Yeah,
anyway.
we went to the park and hung out.
Oh, were you there?
Yeah, I was there.
That's right.
Yeah. I got fucking
shit. He was there anyway.
You know,
he was already
mates.
At the park. Oh, what are you guys doing here?
There's birthday all of a sudden. Charlie, haven't seen you for a while.
But one of the things my daughter wanted more than anything was this cubby house. And like all good dads, I had not left enough time to construct and paint said cubby house for her birthday. So I was still working on it yesterday. And
so she moved into a building site?
You're like a tradie doing meth bumps, or?
Well, it's been assembled, but it hadn't been painted. I did the first coat like the night before her birthday. Then yesterday, I went to do some touch-up work, right? And then in the second quarter, I'm like, this game is over. I'm just going to go out and do a bit more maintenance. So literally, I would rather watch paint dry than watch the rest of that grand final.
So you mean that? So you obviously buy the cubby house from somewhere, yeah. And it's not painted. You got to do it up a little bit.
Well, or in the colours. It was just in neutral. Was it just in neutral white, and I wanted to give it some grey accents, and I sort of beveled the edges.
But it's like a kind of. It comes in like a kind of IKEA kind of flat.
Yeah,
back, like
flat
put
back,
together.
Yeah. Why are we talking about this?
No, because the game is so shit.
Yeah, no. We've got a pad for another 45 minutes. Yes.
And so then, what was the rest of the birthday like?
I was like, well, kids' birthdays are over in like 2 hours. So then it was just watching it on the couch. But it was shit. Like, it was so disappointing. Like Adam said, it made you doubt the whole season was good. It was that bad a finish. It was like the end of Game of Thrones. Like, really? This is how we're going to wrap things up?
Hey.
Now, where did you watch from?
I did go to the game. Mm. And
what time did you get there to line up?
I actually didn't get line up. I had a ticket in the ballot. La-di-da.
Why is that la-di-da? Random luck. La-di-da.
Just turns out my life's pretty good. I have missed the last two grand finals. First two grand finals I've missed since 1983. And I don't know...
Exactly. Fuck him. Like, seriously. Fuck him.
I've told this story on the pod years ago, but I was talking about it with my dad yesterday because we love each other and we get on.
Like you and Lee Matthews?
Unlike you people. Yeah. And I talked to him about it yesterday, actually, by the fact that I was 6 years old and you could get in for free if you were 5 and under. And so
you pulled a Swiftie on the MCC.
Well, I can.
Oh my God, they're gonna tear up his membership.
I hope so. That'll move me up.
I can literally still picture it. In that, my mum, she told me like before the game, she's like, "You're 5, okay? You're 5," and she's like, and I'm like, "No, I'm 6." So you know, when you're younger, you want to be older. And I can literally still picture her picking me up and carrying me through the turnstile, and then dumping me like a foot past the gate to get into the game. But,
so what time did you get there yesterday?
It was actually round about the first bounce, actually. Yeah, oh. I didn't get up there to go out and kind of watch the pre-show. Although I have watched Robbie Williams on the on the YouTube. But
I fucking missed it.
You missed it?
Yeah, I had it on Fox Footy and it's like fucking four dickheads sitting on the Yarra chatting about the pre-game. Oh, and then we turn over and it's like,
Were you watching that on KO or on...
On Fox Footy, on cable.
Okay. Because I didn't realise that the app... I had KO on and I didn't realise about the actual exclusive broadcast.
Gotcha. You can't watch the grand final on Fox Footy.
So then I had to download fucking 7 Plus and work out, using country internet. Trying to download and then sign in. And
so now on Fox Footy, and I think it's because this story that happened a few years ago. So now when the game is on, it just says, it's just got like a title card on it that says, we'll be back at 6 o'clock or whatever after the broadcast is finished.
And they come back at halftime and do analysis because I've been caught short before by taping Fox Footy and then coming home to watch the replay and being like, it's like 2 hours of Jared Healy just sitting there in the dark.
Yeah. And the reason I think it happened because I remember this caller called into Husey and Kate one morning and it was the 2006 grand final and what they'd done, because it was Sydney and West Coast 2 years in a row, they replayed the 2005 grand final And this bloke watched it. And he's like, fucking Leo Barry took the marking and he's gone, he's done it again. So anyway, I miss Robbie Williams because of that. So apparently it was amazing.
Dude, I watched it on YouTube a couple of times. Anyone watch Robbie Williams?
Like, yeah, it was good.
Actually, who went to the game yesterday? Anyone? Yeah, a few hands? Yeah, sweet. Awesome. Yeah, not in the members probably. But I've watched Robbie Williams like three times. Like, I fucking loved it. I fucking loved it. It's like 20 minutes of just fucking banger after banger.
Yeah.
It was fine. It was good. I mean, the standard is not high. I think it was okay.
Well, I actually was... one of the reasons why I wanted to kind of hang around last night at the game was by the fact that usually the band comes out or the performer comes out and does the show again.
Yeah.
And so I was like, fuck, I want to wait for it to be dark and do the big show. Like, he walks out, fucking let me entertain you. And then Delta comes out and then we get married. And
Rhys Stanley gets on stage, starts singing
but
along.
Like, it's fucking all, but a friend told me yesterday, who's a bit in the know, her take was that they couldn't afford to do two concerts for him. Like, they can pay you for one,
right?
But they can't pay you for two. So that's the reason why he didn't come out at the end.
They could have had someone else, though. That didn't need to be Robbie Williams.
Well, who would you got? You know who I'd get? There was a guy... I just get
Charlie's very excited all of a sudden.
No, I just remembered.
Kevin Bloody Wilson.
There was a guy who came runner-up on the X Factor, or Australia's Got Talent, and he was a diminutive Robbie Williams impersonator. And he looked and sounded exactly like Robbie Williams.
Wait, is diminutive code for like little person?
Yes. Like he was like 4'11". And so I remember my wife and I saw him when he was auditioning for
Australia's
Got Talent.
They were worried about him being set on fire by St Kilda players. It's too dangerous.
I think he billed himself as like mini...
Wait, is he mates with Sam Newman? Like, what's the...
He billed himself as mini Robbie Williams. And I remember this because I was at some charity ball and I was sitting next to Brendan Favola.
Fuck.
And mini Robbie came out.
Is this a fever dream?
No, it's true. Mini Robbie came out and started singing like, let me entertain you. Me and my wife are laughing. Oh my God, it's mini Robbie from like X Factor or whatever.
Oh, fuck.
And I turn around to Brendan and he's sitting and he's like, oh, he's great, isn't he? And I'm like, yeah, he's great. And he's like, yeah, he sang it at my wedding. And I was like, what? He's like, yeah, sang Alex down the aisle. He sang Angels. She came down the aisle. Mini Robbie Williams.
Oh, that's great.
So he could have done the after show.
Absolutely. And also...
And you only have to pay him half.
And by that stage, you'd be pissed enough. You just think it's Robbie Williams really far away.
Anyway, the point is, Delta and I are going to get married. Now, Charlie, you hosted you had some connection to the St Kilda Best and Fairest last week.
Yeah, yeah. I assume they went down the list and like, Eric Manor, not available.
Yep.
And they somehow ended up... Well, I co-hosted with Alicia Loxley, the Channel 9 newsreader.
Do you do a lot for St Kilda?
No, clearly not, because they've had no success in the time that I've been supporting them.
But you are an ambassador, so I imagine you get like a membership or something. Like,
yeah, yeah, I'm an ambassador. I can travel internationally.
Like the way Chris Judd was an ambassador for Visi.
Yeah, well, that's it's true.
He loved his cardboard.
Like, I get little like sweeteners, like free tickets to things and stuff. But they have ramped up their courtship of me. I guess they're running low on the like real celebrities.
Yep, sure.
So they asked me to like co-host this thing, but I was meant to be the funny, the wacky, like cut in is in the foyer. Here's Charlie making jokes and stuff.
Really? And how'd that work out?
Not great.
Jesus.
Turns out, okay, so Dan McKenzie, I don't know how many people know who Daniel McKenzie is. He's kind of one of the more obscure Saints players, but he's a heart and soul player if you barrack for the Saints. Anyway, he has this routine that he does when he lines up for goal, where he like takes it, he closes his eyes and takes three deep breaths like that. So they wanted me to chat to Dan McKenzie, and so I'm sitting there and I said, "Hey Dan, I think it'd be hilarious if when the camera comes to us, why don't we just sit there and we just go, and we just do it like three times, and then I'll ask you a question."
Yep.
And he's like, "Oh yeah, great, let's do it. So I'm like, "This is going to be awesome." And then literally, as the camera came up, he looked at me and he's going, "I can't do it. I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it." So the camera came to me, and I had nothing prepared, no backup. I'm like, "Here's Dan McKenzie. So Dan, you've had a great year. How's the hamstring?"
Who won the BNF?
Jack Sinclair. There's so many Jacks. I had to think which Jack it was. Jack Sinclair, Callum Wilkie, Jack Steele.
Can we talk about the grand final parade?
Down the Yarra.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did anybody watch it? You tried?
What do you mean? Got in a canoe?
Did you go down there?
What do you mean by tried? Like you kind of got on Fox and it wasn't coverage, or?
I was at Riverland, I was waiting.
Oh, yeah.
To come to the bridge.
Yep.
Didn't arrive.
Oh yeah, kind of did a U-turn, didn't it?
Like the Titanic. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you were down near Princes Bridge, yeah. And you were waiting for it to come down, and it never got there.
I saw Sydney just.
So you saw Sydney in the distance.
I stood up on the chair.
On the chair. Okay. And I'm not repeating this like I'm a fucking idiot. I'm saying it for the podcast, because people won't be able to hear.
Oh, I was wondering what you were doing. But yeah, it's yeah. good. It was a pro.
Yeah.
And how far away? Because they were in the middle of the river, weren't they? So you're a good 50 meters from them, aren't you?
So far away.
Fucking terrible. Like. Hot air ballooning is better. Well, like just
actually, that's not a bad idea.
How good would that
get
be?
All the players in hot air balloons.
Separate hot air balloons. So there's like 45 of them, and the emergency's out the back.
Or yeah. They just get all the sub and yeah. a little smaller little balloon.
They get all the players in a Hindenburg, maybe, yeah, and just.
Come on! Let's be sensitive to the Hindenburg.
Fucking hell,
that's really nasty.
Tough room.
But they won't do that again, will they? Like they went, well, let's give it a crack. It's yeah. too far away.
Well, even Albo was cracking jokes about it. Did yes. you see that? Stop. As my predecessor said, stop the boat. It's like,
yeah.
Albo.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Should get him on the show.
Yeah. Now, he had a bit of gear at the North Melbourne breakfast yesterday. Talked about stopping the boats. But I remember going to the parade, 08, I reckon. And luckily,
as an adult, you went to the parade?
I went to the parade as an adult. And luckily, my friend, she worked at the Melbourne Town Hall at the time, so she got me a great spot on the balcony at the Melbourne Town Hall. You know, in the bar, they have the Indigenous Comedy Festival.
Yeah.
And so the players would come around the corner, and I remember there was Scotty McLaren, and I called out from the window, "You're an idiot, McLaren!" And he looked up, kind of like I'd heard something. Kind of like, just kind of
reflexive. He thinks the mayor has just heckled him.
You know what I got told the other day? This is came from a listener, Lockie.
Please Lockie. Stop drinking while you do the show.
No, he encouraged it more. But he sent in a picture that Catman, everyone's favourite yep. Geelong supporter.
Catman
has a partner. There's a Mrs. Catman who's also in costume.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Well, yeah.
It's a love story for the ages.
Actually, that's interesting because I left the game last night.
Don't cats have barbs on their penis?
Do you think checked. That's why?
Yeah, but you can get around it. But I left the game last night, and I actually had to stop for a second because there was a Catman that wasn't Catman.
Whoa!
That was like taller.
Copycat cat.
Yeah, kind of copycat man. Yeah, and I had to kind of stop and be like, "Is that Catman?" Because I wanted to hear his views on immigration.
Immigration, yeah.
But it was not Catman. It was like
just
a taller kind of.
It me that fucking Catman.
Another Catman.
I'm fucking single and Catman's got a girlfriend. Like, this is fucking crushing me. He's just whispering sweet racial things to her.
You've just got to lose all self-respect. And
yeah,
then,
no, I have done.
Hey, shall we give Will a call?
Yeah, let's give Will Anderson
I think he's standing by in Two Guys, One Cup headquarters, which is his living room.
Let me just push the button on the phone. We'll see. We might have a tech problem, but hopefully not. Like, we'll be fine, but we can get through it. We'll be okay. We're okay. We'll be okay. It's not your fault. get my little password up, which is...
Do you need to repeat what he's saying for the benefit of the listeners at home?
The podcasters don't want to hear what
password,
he's got to say.
Which is a three-piece...
How's your vision going there, buddy? Yeah, no,
we saw.
Everyone saw it, mate.
Hello.
Hello, Will. Welcome to our live show.
Ladies and gentlemen, Will Anderson.
I'm so sorry, buddy, that I'm not here. I'm currently on a pontoon.
Breaking up a bit, Will.
You're breaking up a tad, Will. But, John, if you want to arc up the sound a little bit, if that's okay.
I don't reckon it's the sound, though. It's because... Are you with Optus? Did you have all your... Because if you're not, I've already sold all your data anyway.
I actually am with Optus.
I enjoy having your credit card drained tonight.
Shall I call on FaceTime, maybe? Would that work better, do you think?
Are you hooked to the Wi-Fi here? We probably should have sorted this out.
Let's try that.
Oh, no.
No, you're working now. You're working.
We'll do it now. We'll say...
Hello, Will.
This is great, guys.
No, we can hear you really well now, mate. Go for it.
Well, I can say...
This is about the same reception as the Sydney Swans got it. Yesterday, so.
This is more like when Robbo calls into a press conference.
Can you hear me, Nathan?
Yeah. I'm adding Warren Dyett. Warren Dyett.
It's Mark Robinson.
Wait, I've got a pain down my right arm. I think I'm okay though.
I mean, definitely what is helping me is all of you guys talking at the same time. So that's great.
So, Will, where did you watch the game yesterday?
I watched it at home yesterday, so watched it on the television, which is the way that it's meant to be, because like I don't think you can really appreciate the game if you're not at the same time thinking, is Jeremy Cameron okay? Why is he in cash converters all the time?
So that was the thing you brought up before. Like I didn't see the coverage by the fact that I was eating foie gras. But there was a Jeremy Cameron cash converters ad that must have aired in Sydney, but did it air in Melbourne? Did you watch it, Rosie? Or do you guys see it?
Was it? What did he buy? I can't even remember what he bought.
Mate, there's a point. He literally, in the coverage, kicked a goal, and then the cash converters came on. I'm like, he's doing fine. This is bad. He should not move there.
So, Rosie, you've written a cash converters for Petrarca before. Did you write this one?
I did.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
That's why I was asking what he bought. I couldn't remember what I wrote.
I'm here going like, why are you so fucking curious? And it's like, you fucking wrote that shit.
Yeah, yeah. I couldn't remember what he bought, though.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
So it was like a needle cash converter, so.
Yes.
Hey, Will, you were talking earlier about the appearances of some of the Geelong players. You found them quite unique.
Mate, this is my major takeaway from the entire game. Is like, how have Geelong got through this entire season without us mentioning that six of their players have blonde bobs?
We were distracted by all the headbands. That was the problem. We were focusing on the headbands. Yeah. We should have been looking at the hair underneath.
They actually do all seem to have like about six players that all look the same, like with kind of long blonde hair.
Yeah, it's like an Aryan race. It's really quite disturbing when you see them all in a row. It's like they've been breeding, like, you know, you just open up Mark Blitzard and Deconi comes out. It's like,
yeah. Well, I heard Hitler's going to be football manager next year, so. Oh, too far. His fucking family was mates with them, okay?
The Clausen says nothing, just sits here quietly.
Oh, yeah. He gets away with it too, again.
Well, I did actually hear that Sydney are going to get Hitler into work with Buddy because Hitler can get his hand above his shoulder, so.
No, I'm looking forward to that postseason camp. Anyway, the point is.
Jesus Christ.
Was that the last live show we ever did?
No, I think so.
And also, I found really fascinating yesterday, Chuck and Rosie, the fact that like everybody just kept on talking about how Joel Selwood was like the most magical man in the world. Like, did you
great
find
guy.
That Will
great
as well?
Guy.
Like, it was like almost like a celebration of Joel Selwood.
The entire coverage was people being asked what they thought of Joel Selwood. Like, that was the entire post-match. They'd just be like, how are you going to celebrate? By the way, what do you think of Joel Selwood? How good's Joel Selwood? Could you please give us a few moments on Joel Selwood? I was like, what would have happened if they lost? Were people just going to be walking around going, we didn't do it for Joel? He did everything. Look at his best mate, the trainer, and he carried Gary Ablett's kid through. We've let down Joel.
And then also when they held up the cup and then I saw the on Twitter or something, but like the first thing he did was go and get a photo with all the kids who presented the medals, and obviously a lot of questions about that. But
and he gave the boots to the Oz kicker.
And he gave the boots.
I bet like they're in the cash converters in Geelong.
But it definitely was like.
It was incredible. Like during the coverage, like the commentators were trying to retire him all day long. Like they were just like, he should retire today. And I'm like, mate. Today he's now got officially more finals wins than St Kilda has in 150 years. Like why would he retire when he can keep rubbing that in?
I did love the way BT became an expert in body language and facial tics. He's like, oh, by the way, he's holding his body. I think he's definitely going to retire. The way he turned his head, he's definitely going
to
retire.
And then when they cut to his mum and his wife crying and he goes, oh, they're emotional. And like, fucking no shit, BT. Like, you read that into that, did you?
They're just so relieved because you don't want him coming home having lost a grand final.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you're right, Michael?
I'm sweaty. Yeah. Hey, any final thoughts, Will, by the fact that I have to carry Charlie and Adam and it's getting difficult.
I don't know if you guys have mentioned about Jeremy Cameron and his medal. Have you talked about that?
No.
And the cow? Is it the cow?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is Jeremy Cameron. Like all those stories about him taking the money and going to Geelong? They just literally said, you can take your possessions to cash converters and they'll give you a cow and we will let you be the happiest guy in the world. And so he celebrated last night by putting his premiership medal around a cow and then the cow just fucked off and he had to go and catch it.
It's a bit different than how Nathan Broad...
fucking hell!
Oh, and can I just say quickly before we go... has anyone checked on Nick Riewoldt? Because the fact that Bruce Stanley is a premiership player, is he okay? Is Rui okay?
Yeah, so we've had a running thing on our show because Nick Riewoldt, I'm not sure if you've read his book, but he hates Reece Stanley. He dedicates an entire chapter in his book about how he worked with Reece Stanley. He had all the potential in the world, but he just didn't want it enough.
Yeah, wow.
And then when you know that and you watch Nick Riewoldt ever cover a Geelong game, he always does a drive-by on Reece Stanley.
Yeah, really? Wow.
He even did it in last week's prelim. He was on Triple M and he was like, Reece Stanley, terrible kick in the middle, saved by Joel Selwood. And so we were like, what's going to happen when Reece Stanley's up there, a premiership player? Like, what does Nick Riewoldt do? And the answer will be after the break.
Hey, thank you so much for joining us, Will. It's very kind of you. And best luck. A quick plug, by the way, Question Everything coming back this week. So round of applause, Will Anderson. Very kind of you to join us, man.
Thank you, Will.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. I'm sorry that I'm still in Sydney. And Buddy's sorry that he's still in Sydney. Yeah. And I'm very sorry that he's still in Sydney. And the rest of the boys who didn't make it down all said their apologies as well.
No dramas, man. We'll catch you shortly. Thanks, man.
See
Will.
Will Anderson.
See, love him.
Well, let's grab my phone.
What do you need your phone for?
Because there's a couple of people from the AFP who have been contacting me. but
we should bring in our very special guest.
Absolutely.
Yeah, let's do it.
He's over there. We're waving in the dark. Hey, please welcome on stage Geelong supporter Dave O'Neill.
Yes. Oh, look at him. Oh,
go Cats.
On the stage.
Go Cats. All you guys saying was a shit game was the best fucking day of my life. So I got to say, Nick Riewoldt's got no sense of humour because I've done gigs with him. I did a gig in Brighton for some local club and he was there and he was wearing a nice yellow jumper. And I go, look at you with your fucking jumper, mate. Because jumpers are a sign of wealth.
Yeah, fucking la-di-da. You know,
that's the right use of la-di-da.
You with your wool.
Jumpers, I do gigs all around. You go to South Morang or Epping, there's not one jumper in the crowd. But you go to Bayside, it's jumper central. Like, I'm wearing a jumper because I'm wealthy, right? And afterwards he goes to me, what's that thing about the jumper? I'm like, mate, rich people wear jumpers. He goes, oh, really? I'm like, yeah. He goes, well, I don't think that's a thing. I go, it's a thing, mate, trust me. Anyway, I got on a plane about 2 weeks later and he's sitting with his wife, both the jumpers on. I walk past and go, look at you and your little jumpers. And he just stares at me.
But imagine him having to explain that to his wife. what have I done wrong?
I feel like she's quite a wealthy Texan lady. Like,
that's right. She's
money.
From America. Yeah. And he's from Brighton. The gig was in Brighton where I was doing the local club. He's from down that way. So they're wealthy. Yeah,
so
good on them.
Tell us about your day yesterday, Dave.
Well, Friday night I was in Sydney.
Hang on, let's talk about your journey into Geelong.
This is an interesting story.
Yeah, did you take your daughter yesterday?
Yeah, she's a teenager.
Okay, so now you were famously a Footscray supporter.
No, I wasn't famously a Footscray supporter.
Dude, you appeared in an ad for the AFL as a Footscray supporter.
Yeah, I got paid for that. Now, what my journey was, I was born to a very working class Collingwood family. So my dad and my brothers, dad passed away, but still mad Collingwood to this day.
Yeah.
But I rejected that because I didn't want to end up in prison. And, and Dad would often go off by himself. I went to one game when I was about eight at Victoria Park and stood in the standing room and got pissed on. And
I never went to Vic Park.
Oh, wait a second. So you had the same priest who taught you at school as well.
And so Mum would say, just let your father go by himself, because he's very laid back and calm, my dad. But at the football, he was a different person, like a lot of people.
And the Vietnam vet came out.
He was a vet, and he started a fight with a Hawthorn supporter. Good. I've never seen my dad punch anyone, but anyway, he started a scuffle anyway, and so I didn't get into footy at all as a young person.
You right.
know what I mean, I was into bands and stuff. I was cool, whatever. And and then when I started radio in 2000 on Nova, the manager's like, you got to choose a team, mate. You got to support a team. I was living in the Western Suburbs, and I literally looked out the window, and I could see the Western Bulldogs oval. I said, what about the Bulldogs? They look all right. And so that's how I became a Bulldog supporter, but I never went to the games.
So you usual suspects it. You were just sitting there, and you're like, I'll go for the coffee cups.
Yeah. I mean, it's commercial radio. I also pretended to like Ed Sheeran. You know what I mean? And all this talk about Robbie Williams, fuck me. I mean...
I loved it.
He was in a boy band. That's like being a sex offender.
I'm with Dave.
You know what I mean?
Then maybe I like the Delta bit better, okay? We're going to get married. Look, we're in love.
I like Delta too. But the only good thing about Robbie Williams, it was a good time to go have a piss and get some chips, because there was no one lining up when Robbie was on. But now, I'm not with people that are in boy bands. I think that's a... Because at some point in his life, his mate rang up and said... Come around on Saturday when he was a teenager. The same with Harry Styles. Come around on Saturday, we're getting a band together, and a normal person would say, oh, I'll bring my guitar and my drums, and he said, no instruments. And then you're like, are you forming a boy band? at that point, any decent human would go, fuck that, I'm out. But he went, yes. But no, look, he did a good job, and you could see his boy band skills coming into...
He's a showman.
Yeah, he's a showman. Yeah. Well, so, you know,
what did you think about him covering You're the Voice?
No, like, terrible.
He couldn't hit any of the notes.
Terrible.
He just put the microphone down, let the audience do the work, and he's backup singers.
No, I mean, it was a good gesture, but no good. I mean, I preferred Goanna. But anyway, that's because I'm almost 60. But anyway.
I feel like you're a Dragon kind of guy.
I love Dragon. I fucking love Dragon. They should play. Except most of their members are dead.
Yeah. I know. We're going to struggle to get the gang
back
together.
And also, don't play the
together.
Song, Are You Old Enough?
Oh, they had a lot of tosses. Get Ted Morrie going and do Jump in My Car. That was another good one.
Old Enough is actually Rose's ringtone, which is weird.
So you were Footscray, and then you moved out of Footscray, and you went, of course, to the Geelong stronghold of Clifton Hill.
That's right.
Oh, you're soul of the earth, mate.
Soul of the earth, working class. And I've done well. You should look up to me, you know, if there's any working class people out there. Anyway, my wife's from Geelong, so I met her 30 years ago, and they're all big Geelong people, and so it's like marrying into a Catholic family. You have to convert. And so what actually happened was that my daughter started getting the footy. She played for the Fitzroy under 14. She was the best player. She was 26. And and so... she absolutely loves Geelong. So instead of getting into One Direction, she has all the photos of Paddy and Joel and all them on the walls and stuff.
Rhys Stanley?
Yeah. She loves
them
all.
Does that bug you, though, that she likes them like she likes a boy band? I mean, that's essentially what she's doing, right?
No, but they're legends. So,
there's the good-looking one, the funny one,
that's
the rocker.
True. That's true. Gary Rowan's not up there. But anyway, he's on my wall.
He's the Joey Fatone of Geelong.
Well, it was getting so desperate in the game yesterday, some Swan supporter yelled out when Gary, you know, got a mark. He said, how's your missus going? And I yelled out, which one? And he goes, I'll pay that. But anyway...
I'm loving this work, mate. You're fucking working it beautifully.
So my daughter got right into footy. Right, and we started going... I had to take her to the Geelong games. My mother-in-law, Betty the Nana, was a big Geelong supporter.
And do you go down to Cadinia Park a lot?
Yeah,
you do.
Yeah. Okay. And we went to so many games. And I started to get into it. My mother-in-law died, so I had to take over the mantle.
Yep.
And that's how I became a Geelong supporter. That's basically the story. So it's a
like
heartfelt
Batman,
story.
You accepted the mantle of
it's
a Geelong
true.
Supporter.
It's true. I became a Geelong supporter in my 50s, so I don't know what's next. Maybe I'm going to become a Hare Krishna. I don't know. I'm going to sex in public toilets. Who knows? I don't know.
It's not all it's cracked up to be, mate.
There's dudes with barbs on their penises.
I'll tell you what. Yeah.
But people say you swap teams. I never had a team. I was never into it. But I'm right into it now. So it's been great. The last 10 years have been great.
And so how did you get a ticket? Because I know you texted me during the week asking if I could get you one. I was like, I don't know anyone.
Yeah, well, I just text anyone randomly. I text a guy who I remembered. I'd done a gig for him. He ran corporate boxes. And he said, my friend's a dentist. who's got two tickets to sell. So I paid like $1,200. I had to meet him in a pub. Yeah, $1,200 each. And I had to meet him in a pub. Again, yeah, I'm wealthy. It doesn't matter.
You put on your best jumper.
Put on my best jumper. And doing very well. From Clifton
Hill. But
also,
$1,200 is not a bad price to pay. Like, you look at Burbank and Babbage. They paid 3 months in prison.
Yes, exactly.
Like, I'll fucking take that. As a Carlton supporter, you would take... How long would you take in prison?
Life.
For,
yeah, life. Okay. Just, as long as I get a TV and can watch the replay for the rest of my life.
So yeah, I met this dentist. He threw in a free root canal. That was good. And I bought the tickets. And me and my daughter, who's 16, I was stressed that they weren't going to work. Like, my wife was Googling this guy going, I reckon it's a ruse. I don't even reckon he's a dentist.
So are you meeting him like, you know, 2 days before the game? Or like
no,
before
yesterday.
The game? Yeah, wow.
Like yesterday about 11 a.m. because I was
before the game?
Yeah, I was in Sydney the night before doing a gig for veterinarians.
We've all got a lot going on, mate.
Yeah, I know. My career's happening. I'm doing a gig for vets. I thought they were Vietnam vets. I made a mistake. Anyway.
Again, cats, barbed penises.
Well, you know, the thing about... Well, I mean, that gig was... I mean, going to do a gig in Sydney for someone like me who's very mild, but it brings you back down to earth. Because as soon as I got there, this woman goes, oh, my God, my friend loves you, wants to get a photo with you. And then she goes, she thinks you're Alan Bro. I'm not Alan Bro from Spicks and Specks. And then another woman said, I thought you were Matt Preston. And then it got worse and worse as the night went on. As I was leaving, this woman goes, I thought you were Jonathan Coleman.
I said, aren't you dead?
He's dead.
Are you dead?
I said, I'm going to go before someone thinks I'm Dawn Fraser. This is fucked. So I had to get the 6 a.m. I had to get the 6 a.m. flight out of there yesterday.
Oh, dude,
full of bloody cheer the red and the white. Yeah, you're going home on an early flight. And so I went home. I picked up the tickets from the dentist, and then we went to the ground. And then we saw the game, which was fantastic.
Good seats?
Oh, good. The dentist, yeah, came through with good seats.
How did the dentist get his seats?
I did ask him that. He said he bought them off someone else or something.
Yeah, why is he palming off tickets? Like, he should be... If you have tickets, like, wouldn't you go? Like,
no, he got into a corporate box. That's why he was there. He was originally lower molar. Now he was...
What time did you have to pick up the tickets? Was it 2:30?
Love it. Love it.
Get out.
I love it. But the game was fantastic, and you know, I think
did your daughter love it?
Oh, she loved it. I mean, there were some great moments, like when Parfitt got his goal.
Yeah.
You know, because we love Parfitt, and because I don't know what was going on, because you know, you're not listening to anything, you just see what's going on down there. I saw Parfitt warming up, and I saw Cam Guthrie go into the rooms to have his, you know, 3/4 time bomb. And that's what he does.
Who did get subbed off for Geelong? I couldn't work that out.
Yeah, hamstring apparently.
It was Guthrie, wasn't it?
But it's often a bong break for him. And that's why his brother plays someone to drive him home at night. You know what I mean? He's probably the healthiest guy ever. He looks like a bong smoker. Cam Guthrie. And so when Parfitt got that goal, that was fantastic.
Can I ask? So that's the dream, right? Is your team gets into a grand final and it's over by... Quarter time.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, so what, are you just soaking it up, or where does your mind go for the following three quarters?
We always worried, though. You're always worried. I was sitting next to another Geelong supporter. We were surrounded by a lot of Swan supporters. And I have to say, they're quite good-looking Swan supporters.
Yeah, they are, aren't they?
Because the last game I'd been to was the Collingwood final. Yeah. And fucking hell.
Bit of a difference.
Oh, man. I mean, the Swan supporters look very well-groomed. And also, when there's a decision, they don't sort of know what's going on.
Yeah.
Go, Swan.
Don't quite know the rules.
I don't know. Yeah. Is he getting a yellow card? I know that's soccer. I don't know what's going on.
You know what? They actually stuck around. Like, because, you know, you could see the colour of the bays, and so you could see that they weren't emptying out.
And
I would have been gone at half time.
I actually found that, like, in 2014 and 2016 when the Swans lost. They actually hung around, like, kind of to watch the game, you know? Like,
well, there's no flights until the next day.
That's a good point.
Maybe that's it. But, I always worry that they're going to come back. But when it got to... When, as I was talking to the guy next to me, the third quarter, when Geelong got about 4 goals really quickly, it's like, just relax and kick back.
And what time did you stick around at the ground until? Did you watch all the ceremonies?
Oh, yeah. My daughter's very keen. She loved it when all the kids come out and all the, you know, she knows all the names of the Arabella. That's Tom Hawkins' kids knows all the kids' names stuff. And she's a hardcore fan.
It's funny, actually. Adam does as well, but it's... A bit different in his case.
Had tried to pick him up from Rose. Oh, that's terrible. Anyway, but it was funny because all straight away, like Tom Hawkins' kids came out.
Yeah, Adam knows them very well.
Isaac Smith's kid came out, but Paddy was like waiting for his kids. So Paddy's got a bit of a strut. He sort of struts around like this. And he would go up to the fans and get a big cheer and high five. Then he'd look around for his kid. He looked a bit sad, Paddy, for a minute there. But then the kids turned up eventually. So yeah. I don't know what was going on. But then we hung around and went to Yarra Park, which is right next to the MCG, where they had an event for the fans. And
okay.
They had a big stage. And there was about a couple of thousand of Geelong Nuffies hanging around. And
what was happening there?
Well, yeah, because I saw a bit of footage last night. Like, yeah. I was like, if they, when you say Yarra Park, is that like the MCG car park?
Yes.
Or is like, yeah,
yes.
Gotcha. So
yes.
They'd set up a stage?
Yes.
Yeah,
and then they were meant to be there at 7:30, but they got there at 8:30. And then Chris Scott came out and...
Oh, so all the team came?
All the team came out,
yeah,
absolutely.
Great. Yeah, cool.
And they had a chat, and they were all a little bit pissed by then, I reckon, some of them. And Chris Scott was, you know, he's known as pretty grumpy.
Mm.
But he was actually smiling and joking, and he goes, I don't normally single people out, but I'm just going to give it up for... And he kept using nicknames that... my daughter's going, who's that? I'm like, fucking, I don't know. He goes, who's the best? Who's the best backman? I'd have to say, you know, Tom Stewart. He had a nickname for Tom Stewart that I've heard. Then he goes, but I think it's SDK, SDK! That's Sam DeConi.
Yeah,
right? I didn't know.
Yeah.
Right, and so...
It's pretty easy to work out that one.
Yeah, that's an easy one to work out. That's an easy one to work out. And then they had a woman from the John Football Club hosting, but she'd sound like she had four packs of Marlboros. She'd always been,
yep, sure.
She'd been yelling at. That, she's like, that's okay, the... Chris Scott. And so Chris Scott, he got up and he was very happy and he goes, I don't want a single people out, but Grime Myers, people said he couldn't do it, but here he is. And
oh, can we talk about Grime Myers' hair since he got rid of the dreads?
Yeah.
It looked like over-conditioned.
No, I was wondering, was he growing the dreads out? What's going on there?
Yeah, so we have our own nicknames. We call him Dobby the House Elf. He looks
that's a bit like Dobby. But yeah. I'm happy for him. He didn't kick any goals, but he's still there. He was very important for the game. And then he singled out a few others, and he just gave the mic.
I think he'd had enough, and he gave the mic back to the girl, and she's like, oh, we should talk to Tom Hawkins. Tom Hawkins, what an amazing day. How do you feel? And, you know, he's like just a classic country guy. He goes like this, oh, yeah, pretty good. it was a team effort, and they just went on some sort of diatribe. And yeah, because he when he speaks, he's quite serious, Tom Hawkins.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And then they all just kept holding up the cup, and everyone kept cheering, and then they sort of all petered out. And the last one left was Sam DeConi, who's probably the youngest.
SDK,
as we call him.
That's what it's called.
And he kept holding the cup, going to the crowd, yeah! And he did it for about 5 minutes. Eventually, people started walking away, and some guy had to come and lead him off.
a giant come onto stage.
He seemed to be kind of the most excited person
in
the celebrations.
He's like 20 or something, isn't he?
But that's what I found at the St Kilda Best and Fairest, because you see them on TV, but then up close, they're like giant children. They're huge, but they have the faces.
Yeah.
It's like in Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome when he knocks the helmet off Master Blast, and you're like, oh my God. Like,
yeah, sure. Exactly. I know that reference, but I'm not a fucking nerd. So.
But then we went to the Hilton or whatever it's called now and had a few drinks, and I talked to a few of my fans, you know, fat Geelong supporters. And. Because the thing
was
about
Catman there was Catman.
Catman's actually, if it's the original Catman, Catman's gay. So I was just when you were talking about it, it triggered. Because remember in 2016 or 2017, he said he was.
wait. He said you got triggered because Catman's gay.
No,
wait
it triggered me to look up the article. I looked it up, and I was sitting over there, and he said he was retiring.
Yeah,
but he was. He's made a comeback
because his dad was a premiership player. Catman.
I believe you're right. Yeah. I feel like you're right.
He was.
Catman Senior.
I mean, so, to his credit, like, to play
in that outfit
with a mouthguard and fangs.
And he used to shit in the kitty litter box.
Catman Senior, please, there's toilets, please.
Because the thing about Geelong supporters, I mean, everyone the cliches of Collingwood being bogans and that, but Geelong have like the whole range because Geelong's got very wealthy people and very poor people. And so there's also a lot of country people that love Geelong. So I was talking to some guys there from Smithton, Tasmania. So there were a lot of, you know...
Smithton, that's where Hannah Gadsby's from.
And he was a classic big fat farmer with his young, tall son with a mullet. And I
classic.
Said, mate, yeah, so you should play for Geelong. He goes, nah, mate, I play in the Smithton seconds, $150 a week, I'm fucking all right.
Why wouldn't you? But you can make $900,000 a year.
$150.
Perfect.
Cool. So how long were you at the Hilton for?
Nah, about an hour or so, just hanging out.
And your daughter was loving it?
She absolutely loved it.
Then did they get to hang with the players or get photos or anything
like
that?
They keep them away.
Okay.
They keep them away.
We were going to go. Dave O'Neill.
Yeah,
or Matt Preston, or
Jonathan Coleman,
or Shane Jacobson, whoever, anyone who's fat and been funny in their life. No, we met. They had a thing at Geelong a while ago. This guy Vinny, who runs gigs in Geelong, was running a thing where you could go get your photo taken with was Joel, Gary at that stage, and Paddy. And so we went down there, and it was like $200. I said to this guy, "Fuck that, just bring me in the back door." And so she got a photo with them then.
Yeah.
And so that was great meeting them back then. Fantastic. I did a gig with Paddy, Gary, and Joel, and I thought Gary was pissed, but my daughter said he doesn't drink. So he's, you know, so as the great Campbell Brown said, talking to Gary Jr., I mean, you know, he doesn't drink, he doesn't smoke, he doesn't take drugs, he's not a womanizer, he doesn't gamble. So there's fuck all to talk to him about. We talked about Jesus, but...
So, Dave, as like a rich celebrity Geelong supporter, do you and Guy Pearce ever hang out in the Super Bowl?
I love Guy Pearce.
Did you hear him when he did Waitley's show? He did Waitley for like half an hour.
Really?
He's a big Geelong man.
Yeah, and all he wanted to talk about was footy, and all Waitley wanted to talk about was his movies. And you could see there was this like battle happening between them. It was hilarious.
Yeah, now I did Spicks and Specks with him years ago, and I kept hanging showing about Memento, asking him to explain it to me. And then we did something about a band where,
because you've got tattoos on your body that are like KFC, Maccas.
Support.
Holiday Inn.
Support SDK. and then we had there was some question about, you know, who was the, you know, I don't know, the original members of Drag. And I said, if only we had a time machine guy, because he was in that, movie, The Time Machine. But I've not seen...
You and I could be neighbours, Guy.
I've not, but you know...
But let's keep that confidential.
I would love to... I would love to talk to him about it, but no, I don't have his number or anything. But I have seen him around over the years.
Who's the number one support? Welcome into the stage. Special guest.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome on stage...
Daryl Summers.
No, well, that's...
Actually, a
Dennis
guy...
Dennis Waters.
We
Dennis
actually... Waters. To be honest, actually, we did actually try to get Guy Pearce on the show tonight by the fact I threw a Hail Mary to his management. And to their credit, they came back to me and said he's unavailable. But also, it was like...
To you.
Well, yeah. But yeah, no, it's very funny when we do these live shows, like how quickly Eric Banner's management comes back and says no. Oh, actually, you know Eric, so get him on.
Yeah, well, yeah.
No, I've tried to go through him to get
Eric. Eric, as you know, is a massive Saints man.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm sure one day he'll come on. Maybe if they win the grand final.
He's my white whale. If I can knock Eric off, then maybe. I'll get that number one spot.
You've got Eric, I've got Daryl Summers. So, Dennis Walters. And, I've never done any work for the job, but doing work for AFL clubs is like like your experience.
Unpaid.
Unpaid and also really annoying. I've got no connection to Carlton like you. And they send me a whole email. They're paying me, but a whole email of what I couldn't say.
Yeah.
So annoying. So I get to the president's lunch, and I always do this joke at any of those clubs. I go, oh, fuck, look at this tail, a little bit of underbelly vibe over here.
It actually is.
I know it is.
It is. Yeah. Mate, I did a gig for North. So a mate of mine was working at North, and he's like, can you do the president's function? And I was like, yeah, no worries, just stand-up spot. And he's like, how much do you usually charge? And I told him, you know, what I had charged for Melbourne. He's like, oh, we can't afford that. But he goes, well, you can bring some mates if you want. So I'm like, no worries. So I took Cusey and a couple other mates. And so lead shooter, I think it was emceeing. And he gets up, and he goes, all right, ladies and gentlemen, we've got some comedy coming up for you now. Dave Hughes is here. He's not getting up. And then he goes, from Spicks and Specks, it's Adam Paws Rosenbach. So everyone thinks it's Hills. I'm like, fucking hell.
You don't need that. No, AFL clubs, they're too precious these days. I'd rather do, well, you know, I did the Warrigal Greyhounds with Richo. You know what I mean? That's more my speed. Yeah.
The dish lickers.
We'll wrap it up very shortly, but what did you get up to today, Dave? Like, did you go, did Geelong have a function?
They did have in Geelong. We were going to go down, but I said, you know, my wife's from Geelong and she doesn't like going back there.
Yeah.
She's escaped.
But wait a second. Lammies. The Sphinx,
exactly, the foreshore. But you know, no. So we watched the replay last night.
Yeah.
So I had a late night. Just taking it easy today, reading the papers, and just talking about Geelong and watching that great, Jeremy Cameron was putting the thing around the cow.
The cow.
Around the cow.
But I mean, that's part of the enjoyment too. Like when your team wins a flag. Okay. Charles, you might need to step out of this conversation.
No, I'm just going to leave. I don't need to hear this shit.
But when your team does win the flag, like it's the Sunday is like such a great reflection, you know? It's just kind of like reading the papers and watching the footage or just looking through his social media. Hey, see? There he is.
He's on his phone.
Yeah. But it's kind of like, you know, you're never happier, I suppose.
Exactly. I was on high. Slam. So, yeah. No, it's fantastic.
So will you go to the BNF? With your daughter? That's our best affair. Sorry, mate.
I mean, you could get a cashy out of it, you know?
Really? You know? Yeah. No, I'd go. If they invite me to any event, I'd go for Geelong, but they haven't invited me, so I've got no real connections down there. Apart from my wife from there, but as she doesn't like it. So. The thing about growing up in Geelong is when you're a teenager, it's a pretty fucked place to live, I think. It used to be anyway, in the 80s, so I don't know what happened to her. But anyway.
Well, welcome to Anthony Albanese's Australia.
Yeah.
We are going to hit the road, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks so much to Dave O'Neill.
Thanks, guys. Go Cats.
We've got Adam Rosenbass. We've got Charlie Clawson.
Thank you.
And Michael Chamberlain.
Chamber.
Thanks so much for coming out. Mark Stick around.
Well, that was a great rehearsal. Let's put the tape on and do it for real. Yeah. So who went and saw the... Who's a cat? There's a cat supporter here, isn't
there? Oh, no. Sorry. We had a... Oh, my God.
Stick your phone back in.
This is remarkable. And something that I should not have forgotten. But... We have a very special call.
West Coast, ex-West Coast player.
Ben Cousins, does he want something? Or?
I'm getting an international number right now that I completely remembered. And everything will be fine. But I feel like maybe I'll just take the call now, Adam. Do you think that would be okay?
Hello,
good sir.
Bonjour, it is me, the little Frenchman, Marc Lacroix.
Whoa, Marc Lacroix! Wow. Marc Lacroix is here, everybody.
Nah, I was waiting a phone call, but did not come through. Tell me, Michael, did you forget? Did you forget to call me?
Look, Dave was really funny, and so I kind of was enjoying that stuff. And I just forgot about you, Mark.
To this guy, very happy.
I did manage to watch the game on KO France. I had to switch at the last minute, but tell me about the parade. You know, I saw the parade that was on boats this year. Well, maybe next year you can have him on the submarines that son of a bitch Scott Morrison ordered. Huh?
They're not coming for a while, those submarines, I believe.
But, you know, I'm glad you have a new Prime Minister, Albor. Yes. I saw him doing a bit of comedy at the North Melbourne breakfast. He's like a Jerry Lewis. Comedy icon Jerry Lewis, beloved by the French, if that's a bit obscure reference for everyone. Yeah.
No, he was big in
Woody
France.
Allen. They love Woody Allen.
They
in France.
Do love Woody Allen.
We're not going to go into that, though. I think Adam's got that covered when it comes to Woody Allen.
What did I fucking do wrong, Mark?
No, a lot. You've done a lot wrong, and your family's done a lot wrong over the history.
Now tell me, I watched the pre-game entertainment. Ooh la la.
Oh, what did you think of Robbie Williams?
Delta Gojum, I liked.
Oh, really?
Mon Cherie, but that. Son of a bitch, English bastard, Robbie Williams. Take that. More like take this. A Frenchman's foot to your face.
I like it.
Hey, so you're talking about... we weren't talking about this before, but you want to talk about the Cats?
I like the Cats. I mean, yesterday was all about Joel Selwood. What more can you say? He's a Napoleon of Geelong.
Oh.
An inspirational leader. Short in stature, but his achievements unrivaled. The only difference is Napoleon never ducked his head to get free kicks.
And what about the Swans? What do you think of the Swans?
Well, again? Can I stay on Geelong? Is that okay? I've got a couple more things to say.
Absolutely. Feel free to speak your mind, Michael Crah.
Isaac Smith, the winner of the Norm Smith.
Yes.
But my favorite player is Cam Guthrie.
Oh,
he reminds me of a Frenchman. Brave. uncompromising, and he looks like he has not showered in weeks. I can say it, I am French. It's not racist when you are French.
Bonjour. No, it's not.
The cup was presented by Cameron Ling.
It was.
Gerard Depardieu of Geelong. Both are inexplicably popular despite being unattractive men. Now, Adam, you're asking about the Swans?
I was asking about the Swans. What do you think of the Swan?
Yeah, he was.
Man. They folded more easily than the layers of a delicious French croissant. Was like a tribute to the great Marcel Marceau. He made a career out of pretending he was trapped in a glass box or pretending it was a windy day. And yesterday, the Swans pretended to be a legitimate premiership team.
Yeah.
And what about all this talk about Buddy?
Yeah, Buddy.
Everybody talks about the Buddy 100.
They do.
The little Frenchman laughs at this. When I left high school, I was already known as Mark 1000.
If Buddy was a horse, they would have bought a screen at, wouldn't they?
Don't ruin the bit, Dave. Don't ruin the bit.
He's not very good at improvisations, this little Frenchman.
But you love eating horse in France. I eat horse
don't
in France.
Don't ruin the bit,
sorry.
Dave.
Now, before Dave fucks me up, I've got to go. I can hear Josh Kennedy, the West Coast variety, is knocking at the door. I have convinced him to play alongside me next year in the Paris Poodles. And we need to go of our undoes. One, two.
Undo.
Anyway, I shall bid you a fond adieu. No, je ne regrette rien.
Mark McCraw, ladies and gentlemen.
Merci.
Thank you so much for coming out. Dave O'Neill, Adam Rosenberg, Charlotte Clausen.
Did I miss Mark?
That was a good woman's future husband.
You missed a French
guy. We'll see you later. Thank you so much.
Thanks for coming out.
Have fun. Thank you so much. Very kind of you.
Good thing Mark didn't fuck up that intro.
Merci.
Deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.